California's farmers and ranchers have had a tough 2014. Capital Public Radio's Leslie McClurg looks back at the highs and lows of the past year.
Paula Getzelman says recent rains bring a deep sigh of relief. She and her husband run Trey Gotti Vineyards in Monterey County.
We were extremely worried in 2014, and the harvest was a real nail-biter.
Production at Trey Gotti was down 20%. Getzelman says she feels luckier than some of her neighbors who were down 30%. And she's worried about next year if the rain doesn't continue.
Everybody thinks, okay, now we've had some rain, so everything's well again, but it isn't. We have to recharge the groundwater. We have to recharge the soil.
Dave Krantz of the California Farm Bureau says reduced water supplies have rippled throughout the state.
In terms of what crops were planted, what crops were not planted, what decisions farmers and ranchers made, and that'll continue to affect agriculture in California for the next year at least, and probably longer, depending on how long this drought continues.
Krantz says it's been tough for producers to meet the global demand for California's crops and commodities. A UC Davis study earlier this year projected that the drought would cost the state's agriculture industry more than $2 billion and about 17,000 jobs. In Sacramento, I'm Leslie McClurg.